Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to Dining at Disney podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and enjoying a Smithix.
Ooh. And I'm Al John, and I am just a troubled person because my gear is not working properly today. I just accidentally reset all my vocal settings.
Oops.
But also, oh, no. I'm a Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan, love the parks, and awesome podcaster that sometimes hits the wrong button.
How'd you do that?
I hit like default. I like totally went back to factory settings on our microphone. So that's why I'm struggling right now.
Yeah. But anyway, ouch.
It's okay.
We're here.
We're here. Kind of.
When I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, more befuddled than a zebra scanning a barcode. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Oh, we still got it.
That works.
Hey.
Yay.
Today we're going to talk about Pixar Fest. But if you haven't listened to last week's show and you want to hear me say how completely befuddled I was by Club 33, please go back and listen to it. Kristen.
Yes.
How are you?
I think I'm good.
Oh, good.
I think I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Someone please take it away so I can fix
yes.
my microphone, please.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. So we are going to be talking about, as Kat mentioned, Pixar Fest. But before we get into that, we're going to stick with the same, like, kind of area here. There is a new popcorn bucket. And if you like Pixar, this is the one for you because it is the Pizza Planet truck and it has the classic, you know, design, and there's an alien in the driver's seat, and it even has like the Pizza Planet hat going on, and in the back window of it, you see all these other green aliens. It's very cute.
I'm obsessed with it.
I want it.
Does it have the license plate? That's what I want to know.
Oh, that is a very good question.
I need to know. When this comes out, I will be going to find it for sure.
I bet it doesn't.
I bet you're right.
They probably like were like, yeah, we'll leave that off.
Who's going to care about the vehicle? No, me. I will. It's me.
I want one of these.
It's cute.
I need one of these.
So cute.
I do.
So cute. They're up in their popcorn bucket game. Between this, the Chubby Bird popcorn bucket that came out last week, and the Chip and Dale Easter basket that's out. Tokyo, watch out.
And I've been loving that popcorn bucket so much.
Ugh.
It's very cool. Okay, so Pixar Fest.
Yes.
So we've got 10 things you need to know.
Okay.
And this takes place at Disneyland from April 26th through August 4th. So you have like a good amount of time to take advantage and get over there and enjoy all the celebration of friendship and beyond. So Kat, tell me something I need to know.
Well, I think this is very important, but number one is the new Better Together Pixar Pals celebration parade at Disney's California Adventure. New dynamic, colorful floats will make their way through DCA twice a day in this new parade, and it will feature Red Panda May, our favorite, and her friends rocking out to their favorite boy band, Four Town, Four Townies for Life.
Baby.
Joe Gardner and 22 from Seoul celebrating the sweeter things in life.
I love the concept artwork for that.
I know, it's so cute.
That purple is so vibrant.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And next to it, the Luca float looks incredible.
Yes, I love that movie.
It's so cute.
I would have to say that's probably my second favorite Pixar movie.
Wow. Very cool. When that float will feature Luca Alberto and Julia from Luca, of course. The grand finale float will feature Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl, Miguel from Coco, Mike and Sully, and of course, those Toy Story favorites, Woody, Jesse, and Buzz Lightyear. What's number two, Kristen?
Together Forever, a Pixar nighttime spectacular over at Disneyland Park. This will be returning with some all new scenes from the creative team at Disney Live Entertainment and Pixar. In addition to the iconic moments from the original production, like Miguel strumming his guitar and Caro and Ellie's house floating above Sleeping Beauty Castle, you will also see new scenes. These are going to include moments from Pixar's Onward, Soul, Luca, Turning Red, and Elemental. You know, I'm Elemental's growing on me. Like, the more I see it, the more I like that movie.
Yeah.
I was watching it today. I was playing in the doctor's office. So I was like, ooh, I'm getting to see parts of this movie that I haven't seen because I can't actually sit and watch the entire thing because, you know, I got two little ones that want something.
Of course.
Vivid projections, colorful lasers, and memorable music you will be able to enjoy from multiple locations throughout Disneyland. So that's very cool. If you have a Magic Band Plus, it will come to life with twinkling lights and vibrations synchronized to the music of this. That's cool. I like that. Cat, number three.
Oh, Club Pixar at the Hollywood Backlot in DCA. The Hollywood Backlot, you can take photos during the day in front of Pixar-themed backdrops, play games, pose with your favorite characters. But when it comes to nighttime, get ready for a party. It's going to be inspired, of course, by stories from Pixar Animation Studios and fun for the whole family with an interactive dance, DJ party, live performances, exciting games, photo opportunities, themed food, specialty craft beverages, and even more. They don't have a lot of nighttime stuff happening at DCA right now, so I think this is a great addition. Let me do the next one, too.
It's been a while since anything's really happened there.
Yeah, for sure.
Was Alex the last thing?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That seems like forever ago.
It has been many years. Yeah. Speaking of another underused space, over in Fantasyland Theater at Disneyland, Pixar Pals Playtime Party is going to be happening during the day. High energy show featuring games, photo locations, activities, of course, inspired by picture feature films, and even showing a selection of shorts on the big screen. So they're going to be utilizing that space, which doesn't have a show in it currently. So I think that's pretty cool.
That is going to be, I think, a huge hit with little ones. Could be like, good luck getting them out of there.
Exactly right. Tell me about food, Kristen, even though this is just a sneak peek.
Okay. So, of course, Pixar-inspired food and beverages. They will have the iconic Pixar Fest cake. It's going to be returning to Plaza Inn. This year, they're going to have a menu at Troubadour Tavern that will feature Pixar-inspired bites and beverages. Paradise Garden Grill over at DCA will again serve Coco-inspired menu items. May 10th, 6 Pixar-themed marketplaces will join the fun over at DCA. And it will be available throughout the length of the festival. And each location will celebrate a different film with menu items that will go along with that. So these are the ones we know of. Summertime dishes inspired by Italy are going to be over at Porto Rosso's Pasta, which is Luca. There's the reimagined classics at Gusto's To Go, of course, themed to Ratatouille, my favorite. A playful melange of elements at the Elemental Table, inspired by the movie Elemental. Fun foods that are going to be great for tweens. It's got that whole boy band kind of thing going on, of course, will be Four Town favorites from Turning Red. Yeah. There's also feel good foods to feed your soul at the Spark, inspired by Soul. And then flavors to appeal all of your emotions at Hanger Management, of course, inspired by Inside Out. Soon as they release the foodie guide to this, of course, we will go over that whole entire lineup of all these delicious food, Pixar themed eats. Hopefully that's going to be coming sooner than later. Number 6, Cat.
Encounters with Pixar characters, of course, at various locations across both parks. You'll be able to meet many characters from Pixar stories, including, of course, friends from Inside Out, The Incredibles, and for the first time, Ember and Wade from Elemental, who will be making their Disneyland debut.
Very cool.
Can't wait to see how they do that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Number 7 is incoming novelties. We just spoke about the popcorn bucket. But, of course, that's just the beginning. There will be T-shirts, spirit jerseys, lug bags. I'm sure there will be umpteen lounge flies available. but I'm sure we'll get more information on that kind of stuff.
Probably, like, straw clips.
Oh, yeah.
And sipper cups and glow cubes, all the things.
Before we get to the end of this list...
Yes.
I feel like you should tell the people how they could book a trip with you to see all this stuff.
Oh, yes. Well, they can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com if they are wanting to go to Disneyland, Walt Disney World, if you are looking to go to Universal Orlando, or you want to take a cruise. It can be one of the big ocean liners, or it can be one of the small river cruises. I can do all of that for you. But we might be talking about Disneyland, but the deal I'm going to talk about is Walt Disney World, because this was recently released and it is a crazy good deal on park tickets. They've got a 4-day magic ticket. It's going to start at $99 per day plus tax. So if you get it at the $99 per day for 4 days, it's $396. That's an amazing deal. This ticket gets you admission to each of the four Walt Disney World theme parks. So you have to go to Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, all four of them. But the nice thing is, nowadays you don't need a theme park reservation to go to the park. And we got the park hopping going on, so that's even better. These, like I said, starting out, because depending on when you're going, depends on the price of that. It's date-based ticketing. But this starts April 2nd and will run through September 22nd. And you have 7 days from the first day that you use your ticket to use them up. So, yeah.
And where can they contact you just one more time?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Nice.
Okay, Kat, where are we at again?
Number 8, tell me about merchandise.
Merchandise. I wish I could say it the way Aljon does that.
I mean, merchandising.
Yeah, I can't say that right.
Sorry, my mic still messed up.
I know, that's why we're doing all the talking. You will be able to get the Pizza Planet baseball caps. They're gonna have Mike Wazowski sweatshirts. There's gonna be all kinds of collections from the different Pixar movies. Limited time Pixar Fest merchandise will arrive next month. So that's very soon. So it doesn't matter what you are a fan of, Toy Story, A Bug's Life, Elemental, Luca, they're going to have all the collections for you. So you won't want to miss checking out the merch and the pictures that they're showing of the Pixar Fest stuff. I do think that black, it looks like it's one of those. I said it last show, and now I can't think of what it's called. Spirit Jersey.
Oh, yes.
Pixar Fest Spirit Jersey. And it's got, of course, the red panda on the front. They've got Lightning McQueen, an alien. You've got Miguel from Coco. So it looks like it's going to be a very cool sweatshirt. We can only see it from the front. It also looks like they got a baseball jersey that's Galaxy Pizza Planet.
I kind of dig that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing what they come up with.
Very cool.
I think our kids would love this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cat number 9.
Festive decor. Decorations are going to be popping up all around the Disneyland Resort, enhancing the happiest place on earth, of course, with brightly colored banners, incredible sculptures that double as photo locations, and more, of course, in the Esplanade between Disneyland and California Adventure. You won't want to miss the over 25-foot tall sculpture celebrating friendship and highlighting the iconic Pixar ball. And of course, at Disney California Adventure, if you have that Magic Band Plus, you'll be able to interact with Pixar-themed installations.
I love how you said, and you won't want to miss.
It's my game show voice. It's fine.
Well, I mean, you know, it's on everything that Disney does.
Well, close this out, Kristen.
It is not limited to the two parks, so you will be able to experience Pixar Fest at Downtown Disney District. So there's going to be vibrant decorations throughout the shopping, dining, and entertainment promenade. You'll be able to shop favorite merchandise collections. There's going to be photo opportunities celebrating the different Pixar stories. Even the select dining locations are going to be featuring Pixar inspired menu items. So everywhere, it's going to be everywhere for you.
That's the bad thing.
No. So I'm looking forward to seeing all the pictures everybody takes.
Yes.
And if you are going to be heading over there and you are all about Pixar and you don't live there and you need a place to stay, the perfect hotel for celebrating this is Pixar Place.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can be totally immersed in Pixar 24/7 on your stay.
Exactly. And you can take advantage of those unique character encounters that you can only have at Pixar Place Hotel, including meeting Joe Gardner from Soul as he plays his piano, or Bing Bong from Inside Out as he cries candy tears and makes dolphin noises.
Oh, man, I want to see Bing Bong.
Me too.
That I would be excited about. Mm-hmm. Alton's over here laughing at me.
I am. And I'm just not going to talk anymore.
That's fine.
Okay.
And don't forget, this starts April 26th. So you have a little over a month to go.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to overlap pretty heavily with Season of the Force. So,
yeah,
lots to do over there in the month of May and for most of the summer, which is going to be great.
Can't complain about that, awesome. Right? Well, I think that covers everything we have for today.
Yes.
I know this was like a short, brief show, but that's okay. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. You guys are the reason we do this show, so continue to support us by sharing and giving us the 5-star reviews. You can also support us by heading over to Spotify or wherever you choose to listen to us at and support us there. Or go over to diningatdisney.com or check the show notes below and you can shop our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Garden Grocer, as well as Kingdom Strollers. Kat, I'm going to let you play Aljon today.
Okay. Dining at Disney can be found on all your favorite social media sites. And of course, at diningatdisney.com, you can find Aljon at Aljongo, A-L-J-O-N-G-O, on Instagram. And be sure to check out his fabulous podcast, Skull Rock Podcast, with former Disney creative and world-renowned author Dave Bossert. They talk about pop culture, Imagineering, and basically anything you could possibly be interested in if you're already listening to this show. You can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE. And be sure to check out my podcast, Eat the Pictures, everywhere podcasts are found. If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com and, of course, on their beautiful app. Until next time, I've been Kat, that's been Kristen, and a very quiet Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.